promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday. Today is 11-11-11.
Ooh, is that creepy? Veterans Day! Happy
yeah,
Veterans
it is.
Day.
I didn't even know it till last night.
No?
No.
I wish it was Veterans Day every day. There was literally, there was no traffic
no
at all
traffic
this morning.
No traffic for you.
I was I would have been like 40 minutes early.
Really?
So I went to Ralph's and got some groceries.
Oh, wow.
And then this really kind gentleman came up to me and said, you know, excuse me, miss, one of your tires is actually getting really low.
Uh-huh.
And I never would have noticed. And thank God he told me, because otherwise, probably on my way home, honestly, it would have just died
really?
On me.
You think it just happened
flat.
Now?
Well, I don't know. I've never noticed it. So anyway, there's a Jiffy Lube literally across the street from Ralph's here on Ventura Boulevard.
Right.
They are the sweetest people ever. They took me immediately, just put some air in, and I'm like, well, do I owe you anything? And they, no, it's free, it's free. I'm like, and so I try to give them some a tip.
Uh-huh.
They refuse to take it.
Really?
I'm telling you, I'll go to the Jiffy Lube and, you know, Sherman Oaks, Ventura Boulevard. So sweet.
Yeah.
All of them.
There you go. You see, when someone treats you nice, you tell a lot of people, you know?
Oh, I always do, because I'm so shocked. You know, everyone is usually so mean. Not mean, but, you know, people don't go out of their way to be kind. And I just thought that was very generous and kind of them.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to constantly check that tire, because if you have a flat or something.
On my way out of the studio, I'm going to be seeing if it, you know, went down a little bit. But when I backed out, they were looking just to make sure if there were any nails or bolts or anything in it. And they said no.
No, huh?
And I'm a bit of a rough driver sometimes, so I wouldn't doubt it if it just kind of, you know, has been slowly losing air, because I'm going over bumps like they're nothing. It's horrible. So I hope there's nothing, you know, I don't have to get a new tire.
Yeah. No, not a new tire. I mean, if anything, it could be like the air valve or something. You know,
oh,
you
sure.
Fill it up. So who knows? You know, I mean, I don't know much about it, but maybe it'll just go away. I mean, maybe it'll just stay the way it is now.
It's so life is funny how that worked out. Like, it happened to be Veterans Day. And I got here with plenty of time to spare, got food, and then somebody points out the tire.
Wow.
There's a Jiffy Lube literally across the street.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how ironic is that?
Yeah.
And lo and behold, I'm here on time.
Yeah, there you go. Know? Well, the planets are aligned for you today.
They really are. Yeah. Oh, no. When things go too well, it only means something's bound to happen
bad. No,
don't
think that.
I know.
Well, so yeah, so 11-11-11, and we're only going to have another one like this, which is going to be 12-12-12, and then that's it. There's no 13th month. Because there's no 13th month, so it's never going to happen again, at least for a long time.
Wow, well then we need to do something crazy today, everybody. Crazy! Everybody needs to go out of the way and do something crazy.
That's true, yeah. I didn't even realize it was going to be Valentine's Day. I mean,
Valentine's Day.
Veterans Day.
Yeah, it is.
So banks are closed and shit, you know?
Yeah, everything's closed. Uh-oh, did you need to cash something?
I need the bank,
I've cashed some checks yesterday. They luckily, you know, are in my account now. Because sometimes it takes 2 or 3 days.
It does.
That's a pain in the ass. But they showed up immediately, which is kind of nice.
Great.
So some spending money this weekend.
This weekend.
Some extra moolah. So this is crazy. I found out my great-grandpa on my mother's side, he served in World War One.
World War One?
Yeah, he fought in World War One.
Oh, he's not alive anymore, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he fought in World War One.
Wow.
My great-grandpa. So my grandpa's dad.
Right.
And what's weird about it is he wasn't a U.S. citizen at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He fought for the U.S., but he wasn't...
He did fight for the U.S.
Yeah, he fought for the U.S., but he wasn't a U.S. citizen. So once he was out, That's how he earned his citizenship.
Wow.
But that's interesting,
good.
Right?
Yeah.
I think nowadays, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you serve in the military, you have to be a U.S. citizen to serve for our country.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Wow, where was he from?
Italy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, so you have some Italian in you.
Oh, yeah, I'm half Italian.
Oh, really?
He was true Italian. I mean, you know, born there, came over, you know, over here. I'm not over here. I don't know everything. Because I never actually met him, my great-grandpa. I've had the pleasure of meeting my great-grandmother.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's
And that's always
cool.
interesting, but she passed away.
Uh-huh.
So no more great-grandparents now.
Yeah.
But even so, like, my my grandpa... Both my grandparents served, grandfathers, and my dad was in the Army, too.
Oh,
I have a family of a lot of people in the military.
That's true, yeah. Have
not
you ever considered
war.
That career? Not
Hell
for you,
no.
Huh?
No way. Actually, when I was a teenager, I would mention it, and my dad's like, you're nutso, you know?
Really?
I don't think he would have let me even if I wanted to.
Really?
I was like, I can handle it. I can handle it.
Right.
It's like, yeah, right, girl. Yeah, right.
Yeah, the military is not an easy thing to do, you know?
No. And so we thank everyone who has served, and especially in the wars. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming
I know we have
alive.
To salute them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it is Veterans Day today, so this is the time to do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, thank you for your service to the U.S.
Yeah, absolutely.
Happy Veterans Day. Hopefully there are some specials at restaurants and fun things that you can get today.
Yeah.
There has to be, right? Some big discounts or free...
Probably not for us, for veterans.
No, for veterans. No, why would I? I'm saying to them, go treat themselves, you know? Yeah, can you imagine? I'm not a veteran, but I'm trying to get, you know, the discounts. That's horrible.
World War One was a long time ago, man.
It was.
It's about 100 years.
14, 18 or...
Right, from 1914 to 17. And so it's about 100 years.
That's crazy, right?
It really is, man. It's amazing. It was still like, 100 years is not that long, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's still like almost in our lifetime, you know?
Well, it is. Meaning there are still people alive from world. Well, no, there wouldn't be people still alive, right? But there are people that know people. Like I'm, for example, my great grandpa.
Yeah.
People,
no, if it's 100 years ago, nobody would be alive anymore.
Woo, over the head. But World War II, people are definitely alive.
Yeah, the people are definitely alive still.
Yep, that was 1939 to 1945.
Yep.
So my great aunt's husband fought in World War II.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? Uh-huh. I have a history of it. My great aunt's the one that lives out here. She's partially blind. She's 84 now, but her husband, who passed away, but he fought in World War II.
Wow, that's amazing.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Do you know if he was in the Pacific or in Europe?
No clue.
You have any idea? No clue.
I have no clue. I didn't ask too many questions. But it's very interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because this is actually all new stuff that I learned this past week.
Right.
I was taking my great aunt grocery shopping, and she likes to, you know, tell me talk, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's bringing that up. And it's funny because I'm sure all of our families have so much history that we don't know.
Right.
And we usually don't even ask or care to know,
you
know?
We're so concerned with ourselves.
I know. But when she started telling me, I'm like, wow, holy cow.
Uh-huh.
Pretty darn cool.
Yeah, that's a pretty big honor.
Mm-hmm.
And, I salute people that actually go and risk their lives. You know, that's what a hero is. You know, not something like... Like, look, for example, they call Steve Jobs a hero. Now, to me, he's like a big deal, and I'm reading the book on him. I admire him and everything, but he's not a hero.
Really?
A hero, I think, is someone that risks their lives for someone else. I think that's what a hero is.
I mean, I think there are different kinds of heroes, but
we can't use the word too loosely, though, you know, because, if a soldier who risks his life is a hero, how can someone who sits in a cushy office be a hero, too, you know?
Well, but there aren't many Steve Jobs here. I mean, we're talking one guy
in the world.
No, that's
true, but he didn't risk anything. I mean, I think...
But he changed everything for our country, or
absolutely,
the world.
Absolutely. So he's a genius, but I don't know if he's a hero, you know.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, I respect your opinion.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let's see what the dictionary says about hero.
Yeah, I want
to know.
I'd
like to know that, you know. Let's see. Define hero. Let's see if I can find that here.
Mm-hmm.
A man. They're saying a man. I don't know why.
Oh, now that's just wrong. What?
A man of distinguished courage or ability, admired for his brave deeds and noble qualities. A person who, in the opinion of others, has heroic qualities. Okay, well, that's...
Okay, the one I see. Oh, wow. Wow! How horrible is that? A hero. A person, typically a man, who is admired for courage or noble qualities. Oh, screw you. That's horrible. Yeah. How long ago was this definition, I mean, posted? We need to change that up.
Yeah.
I mean, can it just say a person who is admired? We have to say typically a man? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. In the second definition, they have a person who has heroic qualities. But yeah, I mean, oh, you know why? Because a female would be heroine. I think that's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
I suppose, but that's even so. Like when I think hero, I think female or male. Just like with actor. To me, an actor can be a female or male, not actress, actor.
Right.
Now I'm gonna look up heroine. How do you even pronounce that? I was about to say heroin.
Yeah, it is heroin.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
But that's the drug too, right?
Yeah, it is.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
A mythological or legendary woman having the qualities of a hero.
Right.
A woman admired and emulated for her achievements and qualities. Okay.
Okay.
I got you.
So I guess achievements and qualities. Okay, so I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought it's just for people who risk their lives for other people.
Yeah.
But, you know. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
but still,
you know,
not loosely. I mean, Steve Jobs is like one in a trillion people, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nobody you can compare.
Yeah.
So.
I know. But, you know, I mean, he
cut
was really hard
slack.
To get along with, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, in the book, it says a lot of people hated him, man.
I'm sure a lot of very successful people currently are very hated, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it was
his personality. And, I mean, he'd tell people, you know, they show a new product to him and he'd go, that's a piece of shit, you know,
mm-hmm.
and this is just a start. But, you know, so, you know, when you're a manager, you got to give people a sense of accomplishment, sense of recognition. And I don't think he did that.
No. That's the impression you got from his book.
Yeah.
I'm sure once in a blue moon he did, you know, but, you know, you have to be tough on people to get. To truly get the job done.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like even with my acting coaches, you know, they don't cut you slack. They never do you do a good job. You know, there's always room for improvement.
Right.
And that's kind of what makes you, you know, that's what you hear stories about, like celebrities who say, you know, say their acting coaches pretty much told them to give up because they were worthless and, you know, they were just horrible.
Right.
That's like, that's what Carey Mulligan was told. And she was up for an Oscar a few years ago. I mean, you know, it only develops greatness, I think.
Yeah. I guess. But you talked about the Oscars. Did you hear who's going to host it now that Eddie Murphy stepped
down? No, I knew there were some of the possible candidates. Who?
Yeah, Billy Crystal.
Oh.
Who has done it 9 times already.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But
why?
I
don't get it.
They went for the safe choice, I think, you know? Maybe
brother.
They figured, you know, they don't have enough time. They don't want to spend too much time in the headlines with this problem. So
let me get this straight, though. Eddie Murphy quit this one, or they
decided?
Yeah,
he stepped down because Brett Ratner stepped down. And they're like, they worked together.
Oh, they were going to do it together.
Right, yeah.
Oh, well, good for him then,
yeah.
You know, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
You know, do it as a team or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. Maybe they teamed up, you know, after the tower heist that didn't do very well.
Well, it's still, you know, very fresh in the theater, right?
Yeah. No, it just started last week, but I guess even Puss in Boots beat it, so.
I can't believe how well Puss in Boots has been doing.
I know.
I have no interest in seeing that. But they had, like, 11 possible candidates up as well.
Uh-huh.
And I'm noticing, like, there was an article about how they really want it to be gay-friendly. Okay, but gay-friendly doesn't mean, like, the person has to be gay. I mean, literally 9 of 11 of these possible candidates, they were all gay, lesbians, you know?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, are you kidding me? I mean, you can't just get a straight person that is pro-gay or, you know, supports gays. Everyone's, like, freaking gay. What is up with that? Is Billy Crystal gay?
No,
that's good.
Not gay, yeah. So you think they've been tapping into gay people for the Oscars?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Who's gay that hosted it?
Oh, crap. I just lost the article. Well, not... no, I mean specifically this year. There was an article just about how they really wanted to make sure it was like...
Yeah.
I don't something in like supporting gays. And,
I see.
Which is fine, but that doesn't necessarily mean it has to be a gay host.
Right,
which
exactly.
Clearly it's not going to be.
Yeah.
But Ellen DeGeneres hosted... Was that last year or the year before?
Did she? The Oscars?
Yeah.
Because last year it was Anne Hathaway and
Oh, that's right. And that one
Franco,
failed miserably,
right?
Apparently.
Yeah.
And I think the year before was Ellen.
Oh, was it?
I could be wrong.
Okay,
but
well, it could be, yeah.
Either way, I mean, it doesn't matter, I guess.
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, do you get excited about the Oscars?
I do.
You do?
But I'm an actor, you know?
Yeah.
There'd be something wrong if I didn't. But for me, it's not so much about who won, you know, who won the best movie of the year. For me, it's more about learning about the movies I haven't seen. First of all, usually I've seen all the best, you know, the movies nominated for best movie of the year. But it's about learning, you know, they always have a lot of different documentaries or smaller films, independent, that haven't really been advertised, that you wouldn't, it would be hard, you know, difficult to find out about.
Right.
I like to watch really great movies.
Uh-huh.
Or to learn about really great writers, and that's how you kind of discover other people.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
Whoever's up for nominations.
Did you ever see Inglourious Basterds?
I did.
Yeah? Did you like it?
I would have to watch it again, because sometimes I'm just not in the right. I did not like it when I watched it, but everybody I talked to was obsessed with
it. Yeah, I'm getting ready to see it again, because I loved it so much, you know?
Really?
I mean, there's some great, great acting in that movie, you know?
And, yeah, I don't know. I didn't, I wasn't too, I wasn't feeling it. But again, if I watched it maybe with a glass of wine and was relaxed, I would enjoy it. That's like, do you remember when I mentioned maybe a week or two ago, The Tree of Life?
Yes.
And how I got through about 30 minutes of it and I had to stop.
Right.
Well, I watched it with a friend of mine the other night, and it's actually really good.
Really?
Yeah.
You ended up finishing the movie?
Yeah, it's just there's this part in the beginning, like after 20 minutes of actual acting, there's literally, they go on for 40 minutes of just visuals.
Really?
Of the sun, the atmosphere, the Mars. I mean, just
oh my God.
Planets and animals and just kind of, yeah, and so that's why I turned it off.
40 minutes of that?
Literally. Literally
Whoa.
35, 40 minutes of it. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a different movie. It's very artistic. The way they shoot it, the angles that it's shot. Anybody that is a cinematographer or photographer would really appreciate it because of that.
Right.
And the story, I mean, you kind of might get lost a little bit, but it is really great.
Okay.
Which is funny considering, you know, a week or two ago.
I'll check it out, but I'll probably not have the patience to sit through that.
Yeah, it takes a certain, I don't know.
A certain amount of patience.
Have some wine.
Yeah.
But Inglourious Basterds, who's in that again? Brad Pitt, I know.
Brad Pitt. And I was most impressed with Christoph Waltz, who played the Nazi. And he actually got a supporting actor for that.
Oh, wow.
Which I hoped he would, because I knew.
Did he win it?
Right after I saw the movie, I thought, this guy's going to win an Oscar. You know?
Really?
Yeah. He was that good.
So he won the Oscar, too.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, for supporting.
And wasn't this movie up for Best Movie as well? Or
yes, yes.
It was up for
I don't know if it won, but
I don't know. It didn't.
It got several awards, I think.
Huh. I'll be darned. I'll be darned.
Yeah. It's, you know, at times it's pretty gruesome and graphic, but I liked it. I don't know. I like Quentin Tarantino. He's got some crazy movies, you know, and I'm not really into weird. But he captures me with each of his movies, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like weird. I love weird.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Pulp Fiction, for example. That was an amazing movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's like
I mean, it was a shocker, you know, that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I love John Travolta, first of all. And Uma Thurman's in it, right?
Right. And Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so many actors.
Yeah, who got screwed in the ass in this movie.
Yeah.
Which I thought was, like, so bizarre.
Like, hello. What's up?
Yeah. But, and I also like the fact that it was structured differently. You know, like, started in the middle, then it went to the end, and then it went to the beginning, if you remember.
Right.
That.
Yeah. You know, I really need to watch that movie again.
Yeah. It had like three stories.
It's not clicking completely.
Yeah. It's three stories, but they sort of like
all intertwine and.
Yeah. Click together in the end, I guess. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
This is kind of slightly off topic, but Brad Pitt finally is, you know, I used to have the biggest crush on him, and he's for the longest time was like the hottest man on earth.
Yeah.
And I thought, God, when's this guy going to get ugly? Well, Tree of Life, he's definitely getting older.
Really?
Yeah. He's not cute anymore.
But maybe they changed him for the part, too, don't you think?
Yeah, but I mean, well, come on. There's only so long your hotness can last. He's,
that's
okay. That's
true. 63, 73,
83,
93, 2003. 63, he's, okay, so he's 40, 40,
it's like 47, 48 years old.
Right.
Okay, that's my dad's age. My dad looks better than him.
Really?
Yeah. My dad, I mean, I hope I age the way my parents did.
Uh-huh.
My dad looks amazing. My
really?
Dad looks like a supermodel.
Really?
Yeah.
And
well,
he's
first
48?
Of all, he's super. He's 47.
Mm-hmm.
He's super tall. He's like 6'1", but he's very lean and, I mean, perfect toned body.
Right.
I don't know how he does it.
Wow. He doesn't go to the gym or anything?
Oh, yeah. Well, he was always an athlete. He was a runner, you know.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Growing up. And, you know, runners really, that body sticks with you permanently.
Right.
And, yeah, he works out all the time. He used to love biking. He's always been a, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, not necessarily to get in great shape, to look good, but he just loves it. He's
right.
an athlete.
Yeah.
So running, biking, going to the gym, hiking, doing whatever.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, but Brad Pitt, look, everybody's getting older and stuff.
Yeah, it's
you know?
True,
I mean,
that's, including
you know.
Us.
But some of them look good, I think, when they age, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Some people look better when they age.
Yeah.
George Clooney.
Ooh,
he's a hottie.
What about Richard Gere? You know, is
I've always
he too
liked,
old for
I've,
you?
Oh, he would be too old for me, yes.
No, I mean for your taste.
But I've always thought he was good looking. He has something, there's something about him. I think he has like dimples and like his eyes are kind of small. And I don't know, he's very cute.
Yeah.
He always has been. I've always liked him, the way he smiles. I sound so creepy.
Why?
It's like I'm really.
Why? So you have a lot of crushes on actors. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Nothing to that serious. Oh, my gosh. There are pictures of animals doing yoga. These have got to be fake.
Animals doing yoga?
Yes.
Really?
Animals doing yoga. HuffingtonPost.com. This is a bear doing like a straddle position. Oh my God, this has got to be fake, right?
I don't know. Maybe not.
A dog doing downward facing dog. This is crazy.
Well, he looks like he's stretching.
Yeah, Ron, if that's what you call that.
Well,
what else?
Okay,
these
but
funky anyway.
Those are visual. We can't really talk about it.
You can use your imagination.
Yeah. So the funny thing in the news was 2 days ago they had the Republican debate, and I guess Perry really screwed up there because he claims he had a brain freeze.
Uh-oh.
And this is funny because he was trying to list three federal agencies, but he forgot. The third one.
Oh,
let me
no.
play this clip real quick. It's
Please.
Funny.
I will tell you, it's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
You need five.
Oh, five. Okay. So commerce, education, and the
EPA?
EPA. There you go. No, okay.
Let's talk deposition.
Seriously? Is EPA the one you were talking about? Or?
No, sir. We were talking about the agencies of government. The EPA needs to be rebuilt.
But
there's
you
no
can't,
doubt about
but
that.
But you can't name the third one?
The third agency of government,
yeah.
I would do away with the education, the
commerce.
Commerce, and let's see.
He's looking at his notes and he's still
the third
oh, my
one,
gosh. That's horrible.
Oops.
That is, that's embarrassing. But,
isn't
you know,
that
like,
embarrassing?
People have brain farts. I do all the time. God
damn
it.
But, you know, in front of the world, man,
that's,
you can't
that's rough.
That,
that's
you know?
So embarrassing. Honestly, for me, it's more funny than to be, like, shameful, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever, he had a brain fart.
Yeah.
I'm sure he knew it. Oh, that's so embarrassing. I feel
I
for him right now.
Do you?
Yeah, my heart
yeah,
and
tummy. But he's not very bright. I mean, you know, he's...
what
you know,
a joke.
He's, yeah, I mean, you know, in previous ones, I think that's why he lost a lot of his popularity is because he didn't perform very well on the debates.
Oh man, Saturday Night Live is gonna kill.
Oh yeah,
the sketch
on kill
this.
That
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, now I want to see the video though. I have to see that video.
Yeah, well, it doesn't He's show funny. Much. I mean, it's just him talking, but.
Yeah, but I mean, is he blushing at all, or is he?
No,
just,
no, he's just.
he's totally lost.
It's the second George Bush, you know.
Oh man. Brilliant.
I mean, yeah, that guy used to have some great sayings, man. All his brain farts. He had a lot of them.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
I mean, they used to call it Bushyism, you know. They had like a few books on that, just of his quotes, you know.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Yeah.
What was that movie? It was with George. Oh gosh, George Bush. Oh, who's the actor?
Yeah,
do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, the documentary, you mean?
No, it wasn't a documentary. I mean, it was based on a true story.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's going to bug me, but I can't think of it at all. I can't even think of the name.
I thought you meant the Michael Moore movie with that was making fun of him.
Michael Moore movie. No, yeah. I don't think so.
No, that's not the one. You're talking Mm-mm. about someone who
Oh, acted. W.
W?
In 2008. Okay. Let me just double check. Who was in this? I can't even think of his name. It's an Oliver Stone well, directed it. Josh Brolin plays George W. Bush.
So what was it, like a TV film or something?
No, it was
I don't remember it being out.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it was in the theaters, but it maybe had limited screenings, kind of like did you ever see Capote?
No, I never seen
that
Capote.
That was a great movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, like limited screenings, it probably just wasn't too popular because it was a political you know, movie. No, Josh Brolin's in it. It's actually really funny. You learn a lot about George W. Bush.
Really?
That way. Colin Hanks is in it. Toby Jones. I'm not recognizing all these. Jeffrey Wright. Yeah, it was a good movie, though.
Yeah.
W. 2008 was when it was made.
Okay.
And Josh Brolin plays George W. Bush.
Really?
Which, you know, honestly, I never in a million years would look at him and think, oh, you could play George W. Bush. But he does a fantastic job.
I know.
I love him. Don't you like Josh
Brolin?
Do you, Brolin?
Josh Brolin? He is pretty good.
Yeah, I've always thought he was so hot, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in...
Jonah Hex.
No Country for Old Men, right?
Oh, yes,
that
yeah.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was a good movie.
Mm-hmm. And Jonah Hex, which most people say they did not like, but I liked it.
Did you?
I did.
Never heard of it.
And Wall Street, I never saw that one. That's one I really want to see.
The second Wall Street?
Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps,
yeah,
with him and Shia LaBeouf.
Mm.
Shia LaBeouf, I never say his name right.
Shia LaBeouf, I think.
Shia LaBeouf, really?
Yeah.
LaBeouf.
LaBeouf,
Baba
right?
I don't know, is he Jewish?
Baba Boof.
What is
Baba Boof.
Baba Baba Boosha. Yabba Dabba Doo. 68. Wow, so he's
Is it LaBeouf? Mm. I don't know. Shia LaBeouf.
I've always said Shia LaBeouf, but that is probably wrong.
I know.
I am notorious for being wrong at pronouncing names.
Yeah, well, that's a hard name to pronounce if you've never heard it before.
It is.
If you just read it.
But I'm horrible. Even with, like, hosting, like, interviewing people, I never get their name right the first time.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, never. I think it's so in my head that I messed it up the first time that I purposely messed it up the first time.
Wow.
In a way. Because I can never get it right. It's horrible.
How about writing it down or something?
But the well, that's the thing. Like, I'm finding out their names last minute.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just stupid.
Well, that's not it. I mean, you know, I don't pay attention to people's names either. You know? I mean, we had the women here yesterday. Two seconds later, I forgot their names.
Really?
When they first introduced themselves.
Hmm.
Yeah, for all of you who didn't catch yesterday's show, we had Ghost Girls here. That was a lot of fun, a reality show about women that have intuition. You know, after the show, I went to, we were outside, and they tried to make me feel energy. They, both of them, like Frank and Tanya, kind of like put their hands near my hand.
This is when I bowed out, right? Yeah. I was like, I got to go, you guys. Bye, bye, bye.
And they were trying to make me feel some energy, but I felt nothing.
You didn't?
No.
See, but you don't seem like the type that even believes in it, though.
No, but I wanted to feel it.
Really?
I wanted to feel it.
I don't believe
it.
Why?
I want to believe that they have some kind of ability.
I did. When Frank was doing the funky thing with my hands while we were on air, I felt something.
Really?
I did.
What did you feel?
I felt like a whole energy in my body, like just
really?
Like a good energy, very relaxed.
Uh-huh.
My head was opening up more, and like my hand became like really heavy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I felt it. Oh, I felt it.
I think it's all in your head.
Oh, gosh. See, there you go, though. You don't believe in it, then.
No, I don't.
See?
I don't, but I wanted to.
You
I was
wanted
open
to, but
to
if
it.
You
I'm
don't
like,
believe
okay,
it, then it won't happen.
Okay.
It won't. You have to fully believe.
Okay.
That's like with anything in life, too. I feel like even like making it as an actor, do I see myself on a TV show? Like, you have to believe. You have to see it before it's ever going to really happen.
Yeah. But that's two different things, you know. I mean,
I know. But still, no, I believe in that stuff.
Do you?
I totally do.
Yeah. A lot of people do.
I believe in spirits too. I mean, don't you believe in spirits though?
You know, I'm on the fence on that one. No, because you know, on the one hand, you know, I think, well, maybe there's nothing after, you know, maybe we just become warm food. Mm-hmm. And then at other times I'm thinking, you know, I mean, where there's got to be a soul, you know, the concept of a soul, I think, has to exist, you know.
Yes.
And if it does, then there would be ghosts, I guess, because mm-hmm. that's what we call ghosts, I guess, souls that are mm-hmm. around us or whatever.
Spirits, angels, ghosts. Yeah. Yeah.
But I just don't want to think that somebody's watching me every minute, you
right.
know.
Well, you know, yeah, they're just kind of chilling out, I think. But it's weird. We're going to be really... It's going to suck once we die, and then... What if we... I mean, we're just dead.
Yeah. Yeah?
You know?
So you won't know anything.
Yeah,
exactly. You won't know anything.
But what if we do live, then our souls live? That's kind of scary, too. Like, forever?
Yeah. Well, you know, you might come back as another person.
Oh, so you believe in that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I do believe in souls, then I do believe in reincarnation.
Right,
yeah.
I got you.
You
I
have to.
You.
You have to. So with me, it's like it depends on the season. You know, sometimes I believe that, sometimes I don't. You know.
I got
you. I guess I got like two sides of me. You know, the one
sure.
that wants to believe, the other one that's skeptical.
Sure. You're just, you know, you're mindful of the everything and being smart about it, and you have your guard up a little.
Yeah.
But there, I mean, haven't there been times? I guess I like when one of the ladies, girls were, they were talking about their one story where like their door unlocked and crazy things were happening. They were hearing things.
Yeah.
But then I think, well, you know, I mean, I've had that happen too. But isn't it possible that it's truly the weather?
Yeah.
A
it
tree.
Could be a million things.
Yeah, it could
know?
Be a million things.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I mean, so far I think scientists have been pretty good in finding causes and reasons for things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So. Until I'm proven otherwise, I'm going to go with science at this point.
I agree. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm really excited. This evening, I'm going to the opening night of Bring It On, the musical.
Oh, really?
Now, have you ever seen the movie Bring It On?
No, but I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a cheerleading movie.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we'll see how good this is, but it's the opening of the musical, like the Broadway musical. They'll be touring and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Bring It On.
Yeah.
Explosive new musical comedy that raises the stakes on over-the-top high school rivalries. Oh, yeah.
So that's what it's about, high school and cheerleaders?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's more of a story to it than that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm excited. And then afterwards, there's a big opening night VIP party, and I get to go to it.
Oh, wow.
This is like that's the best part about just knowing, having cool friends.
Uh-huh.
That have the hookups.
Yeah, they
or
take
no
your places.
Yeah, everyone.
Huh?
Yeah, all my friends. I honestly, I have so many options each night of like really cool things to do.
That is cool.
It's
that is
really awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
Because if I had never moved here or New York either, if I had lived in Maryland, I mean, what a boring life that would be.
Yeah.
I mean, in a way, like I'm just thinking, God, I've had so many cool experiences and opportunities
right.
from pursuing my dream and just jumping out here, you know?
Right. Well, that's a good thing, you know, and you got to act as if, you know, I mean, you got to visualize where you're going to be.
Right.
And that's what they say. It works,
seeing
you know, if you just
believing.
Act as if, you know, and then
uh-huh.
eventually it'll happen.
It is so true. It
yeah.
is so true. I mean, but also, like, there's I'm like totally bragging, but this is horrible. There's a big difference between buying tickets to the show and going on a regular night.
Yeah.
And then going opening night and going to the party afterwards,
that's
you know?
That's true. Yeah. You feel important.
I'm bragging. This
yeah.
is bragging with Stephanie and Sam.
Yeah, part of the select few, you know.
Yeah.
You get to see the behind the scenes.
So I'm pumped. I'm excited.
Yeah. So you're going to go?
Oh, I'm told. Of course I'm going.
Where is it?
I used to be a dancer. So
is it in Hollywood?
Let me double
Westwood?
Check. What is it? I've never been to this theater. It's at the Amundsen Theater?
Amundsen.
Amundsen. The
right.
Amundsen Theater at the Music Center in downtown L.A.
Oh.
North Grand Avenue in L.A.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna try to sneak in?
That's right. It's a play. It's not a movie. Why am I thinking a movie? Yeah.
Well, no, there's the movie Bring It On.
Right, right. But
you're
talking about going to the musical.
Yeah, the Broadway
yeah,
musical.
Yeah, that would be the Amundsen. They have a lot of plays there in that. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been. I'm excited.
Yeah. You'll have fun.
Yep. Universal Pictures Stage Productions and Beacon Entertainment.
Is there anybody famous involved in this or
involved like actually in it? I'm not for sure of who.
Or the director, producer, anybody that we know?
I want to say Al Ortega is mm-hmm. part of it. He's the one that did a High School Musical.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not even sure actually. I just know that my friend actually Bring It On the Musical, including Tony Award-winning writer Jeff Whitty, award-winning composer Lin-Manuel Miranda, Tony Award-winning composer Tom Kitt, Amanda Green, lyricist, Tony Award-winning orchestrator Alex I'm not going to be able to pronounce that name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you have to be involved in theater to know these people. You know, it means nothing
yeah.
to me.
yeah. And then one of the producers is, and I can't remember his name, but is my friend's uncle.
Mm.
And I've been to this guy's house.
Yeah.
Holy crap. I mean, I've been in some mansions, including that Al Gores, who's like filthy rich. But this dude, the producer, his house is, I've never seen anything like it.
Are you
I
serious?
I mean, it is the biggest mansion I have ever been in. Ever. It is huge.
Where's it located?
I can't remember.
Oh.
It's not Beverly Hills. I mean, it's somewhere. It's actually ran in a random spot. It's in, I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay. No big deal. It's fine.
It's in like a really richy, spitzy place, but it's yeah. so it's completely gated. So even if you drove by, you would have no idea that behind that was this huge
right.
home.
Right. I know. There's a lot of those on the hills up here in the Hollywood Hills.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of homes like that that you don't even know exist, but they're beautiful. They've got great views.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe we'll get to that one day, Stephanie. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't even imagine, though. I'm a very impatient person. So even like if it takes me 10 minutes to walk out of my house,
uh-huh.
you know, that to me is an inconvenience. I would rather, I've always wanted just like my own small little home.
Uh-huh.
Small little home. I mean, it's going to yeah. be decked out and nice.
Right.
But small.
But you want a normal, typical
I mean, probably home. Even smaller than the normal, typical home, honestly. Mm. How much... I don't plan on having a huge family,
right.
you know?
Yeah, so you don't need the huge house.
And I think even if I had a long, long-term boyfriend or husband even, right. we would have separate homes.
Oh, really?
I swear to you. I mean, we would stay over each other's places, but I think it's so important to have your own space.
Really?
Yes.
Well, if you have a big house, you can have your own space, you know? You
That's
don't
true.
Need to live... Who the hell's going to marry you and live in a different house?
There are people that do that.
Really?
Or they just keep it. It's not that they live in it, you know,
right.
but you have it as a spare so that, you know, you can get away.
I see. So if you break up or divorce, you'll have a
yeah.
place to go.
Well, that's not the way to think about it. You know, you think that way, you are going to divorce.
Yeah.
I was thinking, though, it's really interesting how we talk a lot about dating and how all my dating thing, it's just been ridiculous.
Yeah.
I truly, I the more I think about it, the more I realize I and nobody, we're not meant to be monogamous.
Yeah. Oh, so, no, we're not. Yeah. I'm the first one to say
okay.
that. Yeah.
But even me, like, who was kind of like, oh, I'd like some consistency, a boyfriend. The idea of having a boyfriend, it actually is...
No?
No. No, I mean, I don't like that. I don't like the idea of it. It gets it's boring. It really is boring, isn't it?
I guess, if you're not into the guy.
No, I'm not saying go sleep around and have sex with 100 different guys.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know, being with one guy is
Yeah, well,
like,
you haven't met the one you want to be with. Because
difficult.
Let me tell you, in my experience, if you meet someone you want to be with, you want to be with them. You
really?
Know? Yeah. You enjoy the time with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe
I think maybe you're just not letting people get too close to you, you know? What do you think?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
You don't think so?
That's the problem. I mean, I'm an open book. Like, I will say, yeah. I will answer any questions they have or, you know.
Yeah, no, you would, you know. But at the same time, I mean, you make it clear, you know, I'm not going to, like, go to bed with you and,
well,
and all that.
I don't
so.
Necessarily say that, though. I
no.
mean, I think for me, I don't get connected emotionally.
Right.
But I don't know if I don't purposely try not to. I think I naturally, it's very hard for me to emotionally
yeah.
connect with somebody. I don't
right.
care or I don't really... I
yeah.
don't have the desire to.
Wow. That's interesting.
It's kind of bad, right? I mean,
I don't know if it's bad.
Issues.
I'm not going to judge you, you know. But you know, when you look at most people, they do find someone and they settle down with them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just think you haven't found the right one yet. Give yourself some time, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm yeah. not trying to find the right one either.
Yeah, there you go.
Because
you need your independence. I think
yeah.
you... You know, for you, it's more important than having someone in your life.
I suppose so.
To be independent.
So.
Which is not a bad thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But one day you'll wake up and you'll say, God, you know, I want somebody in my life, you know?
I mean, I thought I felt that way before.
Right.
But it was false. It yeah. wasn't. I think in my head because I, you know, it's always feast or famine with me. Either I'm not talking to any guys or I've got like 10 guys that are, you know, texting me and really starting to like me.
Right.
So... if I don't have any guys, then I'm like, oh gosh, you know, I would really like something. And then the second it happens, I'm like, oh no, this is too much, too much.
Yeah, get away.
So it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Though you have intimacy issues.
I'm a confused person. Intimacy issues. I do, though.
Yeah, you do. I mean, that's what I'm saying. By your own admission, I think you do. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah, well, you'll have to look at that eventually.
Not sexual intimacy, though.
Right, right. I understand. I understand. But maybe one day you'll figure it out. You know?
Aren't a lot of men like that, though? I feel like men are very, I don't know. They're boxed up in a way. Well, it's either one or the other. I meet guys that are either, they'll tell you everything, you know, and they're just open and too much. They'll tell me too much.
Too much.
You know, more than I need to know. Or the guys that, you know, it's like, I've hung out with you 20 times and I still feel like I don't even know you because you don't really open up at all. You know, like
right.
We hang out, but I truly know nothing about you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Do you ask the questions?
I ask questions, yes. Yeah. But still, their answers are just very like, I don't know. I need to meet somebody that's mildly in the middle, you know, of both of those.
Yeah.
Not the extreme.
What's the average age that you date?
Good question. It's rare that I date anyone in their 20s, put it that way.
Oh, really?
So
they're like too immature for you or what?
Yeah. Between 30 and 35, usually. Yeah. More recently, there was one guy that I was talking to that was 26. Mm. But even, like, the second I know you're 20, don't tell, if you're in your 20s, don't even tell me. Because I feel like the second I know, I'm not into you.
Really?
Yeah, because, I don't know, I just felt like we had nothing in common. He was very, 26 is very young for a guy still.
Yeah.
I think they're still kind of playing around and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude, tell me if this is, like, normal. This dude has a list. Like, he always writes down when he makes out with a girl. A different girl. Like, he has a list of the names of the girls he's made out with. He has a list of the names that of the girls that he's gone down on.
Uh-huh.
And he has a list of girls that he's had sex with.
Right.
Now, I understand knowing how many people you've had sex with, but I would think at the number that he's on that you would just lose track. How does something, like, seriously, what, all right, so.
Why would you write it down? I mean, what the hell is that?
That's weird,
about?
Right? Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
I think after maybe the 20 girls, sleeping with 20 different girls, you would lose track. You wouldn't write it down.
Yeah.
The ones that are special, you know, you remember them, obviously. But to write a list, that's kind of weird, right?
Yeah. I think this guy is just involved in racking up his numbers, you know?
Yeah,
I
mean, he is. And he's, again, he's 26.
Probably
mind
not
you,
even enjoying it.
He did not get anything from me. Because the second I heard his number, guess how many people he slept with?
I don't know.
How many? He's 26 years old.
Yeah.
68.
68 people at the age of 26?
Yeah. I mean, I know people who have slept with hundreds, whatever.
Right.
But to know that, you know, to know the exact number,
right.
It kind of creeped me out. I'm thinking, I'm not going to be your 69. Hell no, ta-ta. Not right here.
Maybe he tells that to everybody. You'll be number 69.
God, no way.
I don't know. I just know that you don't say those things to a woman. You know, you don't tell them how many women you've been with.
But what if I ask?
I still wouldn't tell you.
Really? And it's probably good that way.
Yeah.
You know, that's the smart thing to do.
Yeah, because you don't want to hear it, you know.
Right. Well, I personally don't care if you've slept with one person, if you slept with 100. But to know the exact number is kind of weird to me.
It is.
Know?
It's creepy, yeah.
Weird. Yeah. So he was 26.
Uh-huh.
So, and then there was a guy 28 that I recently was talking to, and that did, there's something about 20s. I don't know what it is, but
wow.
30 to 35.
Right. You find them a little more mature and knowing what they
want?
I'm
just attracted to them more.
I
don't know if they are a little more calmed down also. You know, they don't need the numbers that this 26-year-old, you know? Like, I don't know. They're just a little more respectful.
Yeah.
They're also a little more established. They have,
financially.
Consistent job. Yeah, financially. There are all sorts of factors involved.
God, it's tough being a woman, you know?
Is it?
I don't know. I haven't to deal with all these things, you know?
Hey, I don't do anything I don't want to do, you know?
No,
like,
I know.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy with being... The only complaint I have with being a woman is that we have to be the ones to get pregnant.
Yeah.
If that weren't the case, if you guys were the ones that had to suffer first 9 months, I would have 10 children, you know?
Yeah, really. You wouldn't have a problem with that, huh?
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's, you know, maybe you don't view this as a pleasant experience, but many women do. You know, they love being pregnant.
Yeah, and I say, you are crazy. Crazy.
Well, I mean, it's a special feeling. You know, you have life inside of you, and you look forward to it, and you know it's your own blood.
And you have a child in you. I mean, it is. No, trust me, it's amazing to me. I feel like when I talk about this stuff, I feel like a five-year-old, because I still am amazed that literally a baby is growing in you.
Right.
You know, and then it comes out of your vagina.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's pretty crazy, weird. Man. It's crazy.
Sounds like a science fiction movie with aliens or something, huh?
It does. I'm so sketched out about it.
Yeah. So, yeah, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Are you doing anything exciting this weekend?
No.
Oh, my God. How boring.
Yeah. Nothing? No, we wanted to go out of town, but I don't know if it'll happen or not. Yeah.
You need to go out of town. Seriously,
I do.
You need to get a little break. Get out of here.
I really do. Well, I'm in the process of looking for someone to help out a little more here. So.
What do you mean? Elaborate.
Someone who can help me out with my work, you know? I mean,
and get paid to help you out?
Of course. Well, I don't know. Maybe an intern.
Oh, I see. I got you. Okay. In that case, never mind. I know about a little bit, but there's got to be some dough involved here.
Of course. Of course. But, no, I mean, you know, whoever I find. But I definitely need someone to help me out.
I hear you. Yeah. But it's important. You know, well, what's the gentleman? There's another gentleman I see.
Yeah, he's
often.
The engineer, but he's not here every day.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I see. I got you.
Yeah.
Well, no, you could easily find an intern, too. I mean, there are people all the time that are interested in radio and
right.
all this fun stuff.
Yeah, but I haven't gotten much of a response. I don't know why, but...
Oh,
you
put up lists?
Yeah.
Where, on Craigslist?
Craigslist, and also there's a place called internships.com.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, actually, I heard from someone yesterday, maybe, you know, a woman, so we'll see. You know?
Oh, okay.
I mean, these guys are, like, in school. They're dying to get some credit.
Bring a dude.
Know?
Bring a hot young dude.
Okay, I'll
yeah,
bring
I don't like
dude.
The young ones anyway, though. I'm such a hypocrite.
Yeah, I need someone who can do the work, not that looks good.
Right.
For you.
Oh, come on. Oh, but yet, you know, a female, you'll hire a young, hot female in a second.
Well, I don't know if she's hot or not, but, you know, if she can do the job, then I'll hire her.
Right.
I don't care. You know, I don't think about these things.
Good. Good for you, Sam.
Yeah. So the Penn State thing is exploding, you know, with the sex abuse scandal there. That they found that the assistant coach was having sex with boys.
Oh, my God.
In the locker rooms. And apparently the coaches and other officials knew about it, but they either didn't do anything or covered it up. So now the coach, what's his name? God, I forgot.
I can't remember either. I'm useless.
How can I forget? Well, you know, he's very famous, but the problem is that, oh, Joe Paterno, okay. And he's, you know, I mean, he's pretty famous and known for his abilities. But at the same time, so he was forced to quit, and now the president of the school was fired as well.
I see.
Yeah,
wow.
So that's a big scandal, man.
So how many kids did this coach like have
they
sex
were
t- with?
They were saying like I think over 10 kids, you know.
And I don't get it. How did this just all of a sudden come out? Did one kid finally fess up or?
Probably.
Oh my God.
Probably, yeah. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I know. And people come
up. I'm sorry, but how do you have sex with a boy have sex with another boy? Anal, I'm assuming they had.
Well, or oral, you know.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, that is, it's just so disturbing to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing that, you know, I mean, two men is not, it's not disturbing, but to, you know, a grown man to do this to a little kid.
Right.
I mean, these guys, he must just have a sick head and some kind of fetish of young boys, right?
Right, yeah.
Because otherwise you would just have sex with men.
Yeah.
Not
no, I
boys.
Mean, people are stuck sometimes in different periods in their lives, I think, you know, and maybe he's just reliving some abuse that he went through. Who knows, you know, I mean, but... But I mean, they're saying one of the victims was 11 to 12 years old when he met the guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shame on him.
Yeah. Okay, Stephanie, I think we said enough for one day.
Yes. Well, have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you. You too. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you on Monday.
listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.